Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. There's a tension that is required to keep energy connected between multiple things. For example, there's a tension in relationships between two people that keep you focused and knowing that you are aligned or you are connected. There is a tension that keeps that connection. It's like the tightrope. When someone's walking on the tightrope, if it's not tight enough, it's not going to hold that person. I just think about a string being, or a piece of yarn being stretched between your two hands and pinched between your fingers. There's that tension between projects and the next step of a project that you have to maintain or you drop the ball on it. I can think back in my life to quite a number of times when somebody was working with me on a project, or I had a lead for an interview, or I had a lead for my next thing, and I didn't take it seriously enough, or there were other elements in mind in play. But I essentially let go of the tension, and the possibility disappeared. Sometimes you can get the possibility back. Sometimes you can revive it, but sometimes you can't. So when you look in your life right now, in your relationships, in your projects, in your business, in your ideas, where do you drop the ball? Where do you let go of the tension? And then that project or that relationship just falls flat on the floor. Where do you not follow through when part of you is giving you an indication that the next step is to follow through, or the next step is to make that call, or the next step is to go do some discovery or learn something new? I have a particular pattern that's from my past where I notice now, even this morning, I was thinking about somebody who wanted to commission some artwork from me years ago. And they had me to their home. We measured a space. It was a big space. They had the finances. They liked my work. They had purchased a piece before. Everything was in line for them to make a purchase. I showed them a few pieces of work. They liked them. They wanted something. I had them come to an art show of mine. They didn't pick something at the show. And I made some decisions about what was going on, and I didn't follow through. It was just silly. I showed them a few pieces of work they really liked. They were hemming and hawing about those pieces of work. I told them that they weren't going to be at the show because I wasn't going to show them again. And I threw them in the show at the last minute because I thought, well, they'll get a better look at them here. But I never conveyed to them what my rationale was for telling them I wasn't going to have it there and then deciding to put it there. I didn't go up to them and say, "Oh, I threw these in so you could get a better look." As a result, I felt silly that I had put them up as if I had not told the truth, as if I had used that situation to manipulate them to buy. It's convoluted. But I never cleared it up. It would have been that simple to clear it up, to chat with them. And so then I had this feeling of lack of integrity, and I didn't just quickly have a conversation with them about what they wanted and continue moving forward. And I let that really big sale go. I let the tension gap in there. I didn't do what I should do next. And it comes down to one thing. It's your leadership. And I know that's a general word, but leadership are all the skills and characteristics that a person has that can drive something forward, that makes you unstoppable, that makes you 100% in the power position, that if it's to be, it's up to you, that everything is possible all of the time. Today, I want you to go back in your situations where you've dropped the ball, and think about tension. And look in your life, in the here and now, where you could pull that string to increase the tension so you don't get a gap and it doesn't slip away. Where are some areas that you've done it in the past that you've let it slip? And where today can you tighten the tension on that string between you and another person, you and a situation, you and your project? Where are you letting gaps show up that can get to be a problem? Because that's not good to have a gap. So take an audit today. You know how I love auditing, and I'm not even an accountant. Take an audit today of your actions and tension, and see where you could restore the proper tension to keep the things you want moving forward. And if you want to move something forward and you're uncertain about the tension and the tension's feeling like too much for you, write it down and let's do some coaching on it. Bring it into your session and let's work it out. Have a beautiful day.